The Midrash Rabba says at the beginning of this week's parsha, it says Vayasev Elokim es ha'am derech hamidbar, etc. Vayasev Elokim es ha'am, says the Midrash Rabba, davar acher Vayasev Elokim es ha'am mikan amru afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyasev. Quote from Arvei Pesachim, right? Even the poorest person cannot have a seder unless he does it beheseba. Meaning Hashem gave us Haseba. So, okay, on the one hand, I understand. Vayasev Haseba, same basic root word, because Vayasev means take a roundabout way, and Haseba means to like lean, like not straight. So either way, it's not to be straight. But really, the Pasuk means Hashem took us on a circuitous path. It has nothing to do with whether you sit straight when you're eating or stand or lean on a couch. So what's the connection of the Midrash Rabba? Is it just a remez or is there something deeper to it? So in a very, very nice sefer of Drush called Birkas Yitzchak by Rav Baruch Leventhal, who was one of the founders of what, not of YU, before there was YU, there was Rav Yitzchak, she was Rav Yitzchak Hanan. Before they had a college, he was one of the founders of Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, a Rav in America who decided we need a yeshiva where we'll be able to teach more Rabbanim in America, to teach people in America to be Rabbanim, to be Talmidei Chachamim, long, long time ago. So Rav Leventhal says, Vayasev Elokim Sa'am Derech HaMidbar, Hashem took them to the Midbar. Why did he take them to the Midbar? There are many reasons it took them to the Midbar, including the whole discussion in the beginning of the parsha, the Melchama, etc. So there's a deeper reason that they brought them to the Midbar. He wanted to give them the Torah. To give them the Torah, he brought them to a Midbar. What's a Midbar? A Midbar is a place of nothingness. It's not fertile. You can't farm. You can't do any type of business activity. A Midbar is a place where you go without any gashmias. It's a Midbar. But there you get the most ruchnius. You get the Har Sinai and you get the Torah. Hashem took them to the Midbar and he was telling them, you know what? You really want to know how to be Kona Torah? As long as Ein Lecha Ben Torah and Misha Osek B'Talmud Torah, as long as you're Meshubad to making money, Melech L'Sada Nevar, as long as you have your farm and your business and you're worried about it all the time, and you got to succeed, you got to make it in life, as long as you are meshubed to the rat race of business and making it in life, you're not really going to be kona the Torah. I'll take you out to the Midbar. I'll free you from the rat race. And then you'll really be kona the Torah. And ultimately, why did Hashem bring them to the Midbar? Why not straight to Eretz Yisrael, to beautiful farms and et cetera? Nah, because ultimately people think out there that you're really, when are you really free? When are you a Ben Chorin? You're really free when you have a lot of money and can do what you want. And they don't realize that. Yesh lo mana rotz masayim. The Mar bin Chasa Mar bin Da'aga, that once you're in the rat race, once you're in the business, once you need your first million, your second million, your third million, your 10th million, your 100th million, Adraba, you don't own your business. Your business owns you. The only way to really be a Ben Chorin is to look into the Torah. Doesn't mean you have to be poor. To look into the Torah, to learn Torah, and to realize that what's important is what's inside me. The ruchnius inside me. Everything outside me is not important. It's good for Avodas Hashem if I use it properly. But to realize that, I'm not defined by how much money I have. I'm not defined by my social status. I'm not defined by my cheshivas and my position and my career. I'm defined by what's inside me. And then you're real Ben Chorin. And then even if you have the farm, even if you have the money, you make sure that you own the business and the business doesn't own you. Going back to Chazal. He said, it's not just Haseba. You have to be dyke in the words of Chazal. Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochalad sheyasev. Enachamin asher shebi Yisrael. You know, the tycoon and the landholder and the rich guys. Of course, lo yochalad sheyasev. What? He's going to have a yontif and not do Haseba like the Derech of Bnei Chorin. Obviously, a basic respect for himself and for the holiday would demand that he do Haseba. But an ani b'derech klal doesn't do a seba. Why? Because an ani's nobody. An ani's not chashav. An ani is not a ben chorin. Says no. Vayasev l'kem esam derech hamidbar. Hashem took us in the midbar to teach us the point of life, to teach us the meaning of life, the priorities in life. Mikan amru. Even an ani should be Yisrael. the goyim must have laughed at us. This poor Jew doesn't, he barely has a shirt on his back, barely has anything to eat. He's reclining like a Roman noble, like the rich people, like the important people. And the answer is yes, because he's freer than they are. Afilo oni shebisrael lo yochalat sheyosef. Hashem taught us that it doesn't matter how much money you have. Even if you have no money, you're rich if you recognize that what's important is what's inside and not what's outside. Adarava, sometimes people who have no money and focus on what's inside, focus on their neshama, are a lot freer and richer and more noble than the people who don't have Torah, who are just stuck in the rat race and have to make more money than their neighbor or else they feel inadequate and like a failure. Vayasav l'kemesa amderach hamidbar, by taking us to the midbar to get the Torah, Hashem taught us that it's not important whether you're an ani or an usher, ein ani ela bedas. What's important is what you have inside you, and therefore throughout the generations, even an ani shebi Yisrael, lo yochalat sheyasev, knows that he's the true nobility.